We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
So I don't want to sound creepy, but oh my God, I do want to sound creepy. Because if you had...
I don't want you to admit that.
Okay. No, here's the thing. I had to pick up my son at homecoming this weekend.
Creep.
I cannot describe, like, how do I say this without being creepy? The girls who came out of homecoming were not 15-year-old girls, 16, 17-year-old girls.
Whoa.
It was like being on the Vegas Strip.
No.
Dude.
Short, tight dress.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And I'm not saying this in a lecherous way. I'm saying, what the F is going on?
Wow.
Like, when did... little girls stop being little girls. It's
when you became a dad.
I don't want my daughter to go to homecoming if she has to dress like that.
Well, that's the thing. She doesn't have to.
But
every single girl coming out of that dance, by the way, at exactly 10:15 when it was over, it was like turning on a light and cockroaches scattering.
All the kids running out of this. Yes.
It was like the last day of school and like books being thrown in the air. Just everybody's running out of there with beer bongs in hand already. Like they're hitting vape pens on their way out. I could not, like, I swear I'm not making that up.
How did they bring them in?
They did. Like maybe they had them in their I don't know.
This is like Vegas.
It's the weirdest thing. And I don't know how to process it. And I don't even know why I'm talking about it. Like, to be honest, but it's one of those things that I don't know if it would have been bad for you and I if we were young for girls to look like that. Even the boys. I mean, Noah looked money in a suit.
Okay.
Do you remember what you wore to homecoming? Or did you even
Wait,
go?
I think I have a photo.
Of Steve?
Yeah.
That's in prom. Like,
oh, that was prom.
Oh, yeah. I always get them all those dances.
Prom is fancy, but like homecoming is still semi-formal.
Okay.
So I think prom, you have to wear a tux, I think.
Okay.
But this was semi-formal, so you had to wear a suit and tie. Like you couldn't go all like just a suit with like a t-shirt underneath or like your Ed Hardy.
That's kind of like,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I wore a tank top and.
Yeah.
What?
That was what we did back then. Yes.
Aaron, I need you to Google Miami Vice and then you'll see like we wore double-breasted jackets.
Pastels, pop collars.
100%. I was wearing like
tops,
a pastel.
Yes.
Like the white suit with the blue shirt.
Yes.
I kind of like that.
And huge shoulder pads.
Yeah. Or thin ties.
Wow. Thin ties are back in. Like what? I tried to give Noah regular ties and he's like, I can't wear these.
You saved your thin. Didn't you save? I have mine. I could have given
them. Dude.
Your
thin ties do not hold up in the test.
Yes, they do.
No, because they
yours
got piano
don't.
Keys
no,
on
you
them.
Have piano keys.
I had the piano
leather
key
piano
one.
Key
I
guy.
Yep. I had the white one and I never wore it as a tie. I only wore it as a headband.
Of course
you did.
That's what I did with my square bottom knit ties.
Yes,
I wore those around my head.
But I mean, Aaron, what did you like? I'm not trying to be creepy. Should I not talk about this at all?
No, actually, we should.
Okay, did you look like this in high school?
I wanted to look like that, but I definitely didn't. So, I went through the awkward phase for sure. And that's what I'm so upset about. These girls are turning into women
way
so
too fast.
Quickly. And
yes.
I don't know if that's our like general society standards of beauty, but it's like, let them go through that awkward phase. Let them learn who they are.
Or they're skipping that now. They go right to
yeah,
hot.
Let them take some ugly photos.
Like what kind of ugly photo?
I mean, the first one that came to my head was me groping the cutout of Justin Bieber in a Macy's. They don't do that anymore. I don't know why not.
I need to, we're going to all need a moment to unpack what you just said. So there's a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, like a life size.
And then
one.
You went in. And straddled it, or
pretty much.
Oh, and who took the picture?
My best friend.
Okay. I don't know if it's a healthy thing. Is all I'm saying, and I don't necessarily have a point for even bringing this up, but like I agree with Aaron. I feel like
you're just shocked.
They looked so like what happens now? Like what will they be like in Vegas? Like,
the bar's here.
If you're 15. wearing a designer dress that probably cost
thousands.
I don't even know how much.
At least $300-$400.
Mm-hmm.
And it barely covers anything. What are you going to look like on your 21st birthday? How can you tramp it up? I don't know him. I know I'm using the wrong words. But so I was talking about this. I went to El Jardín yesterday and I was sitting there and I was actually talking to Noah about it. And this dude next to me goes, my daughter just had her homecoming, and he slid his phone over to me. And it was 20 girls, nothing but leg and boobs and
Vegas.
Wow.
And they're in the background, a party bus.
Wow.
I mean, we had the party bus.
What?
Because they let them all. That's the other thing. And we kind of talked about it on the show. I did not let Noah go to after parties. And so everyone just they came running out of the school, jumping onto party buses, hitting their vape pens. Jeez. And fast forward like 6 hours, Noah's on Snap. And I'm like, hey, how many people are barfing? And he's like, all of them. Which I told him now for sure. I was glad that I didn't let him go to the thing. I think he's still a little mad at me, but I think it was a smart decision.
I agree.
He's 15 years old. Should he be barfing with hot chicks in Vegas attire?
I would excuse myself to go like somewhere else to barf and then rejoin.
Come back to the Vegas chicks. Exactly. I mean, apparently, according to Snap, they're all just scattered throughout lawns around the campus, hurling their guts up.
Wow.
So if you see like a string of cocktail dresses around Regis, I know who they belong to.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.